This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The United States today marks its birth as a nation, highlighted by the usual gala celebration here in Washington, D.C., plus added flourishes from President Trump. It's billed as a salute to America. It honors men and women in uniform with tanks and other military equipment used as symbols of the country's armed might. Mr. Trump calls it the show of a lifetime. He'll be the first president in nearly seven decades to make a speech at the event. Although President Richard Nixon delivered one on videotape in 1970 when the country was bitterly divided over the Vietnam War. Mr. Trump speaks this evening at the Lincoln Memorial in front of a VIP crowd of Republican donors and other administration members. Celebrations are also taking place across the nation. AP's correspondent Matt Small has more.
While the nation's capital gets most of the attention on Independence Day, festivities are planned across the country. The Macy's Fireworks Show in New York City will have performances by Jennifer Hudson and Brad Paisley, among others. The Boston Pops will treat attendees to an outdoor concert with Queen Latifah and Arlo Guthrie taking part in the annual Boston event. Celebrations are also planned in Philadelphia, Orlando, and other locales, large and small, across the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
A powerful earthquake of magnitude 6.6 has struck Southern California near the city of Ridgecrest. That's some 320 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. There are reports it was felt as far away as L.A. on one side and Las Vegas, which is 380 kilometers in the other direction. There have not been any reports yet of damage. The information is still coming in, and there have been a series of aftershocks, according to news reports. We'll have more on that and other stories on our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Vice President Mike Pence today attended the swearing-in for a new group of American citizens.
You stepped forward. You followed the law. You went through the process to immigrate into this great nation.
The United Nations now says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 were wounded in late Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant detention center outside the Libyan capital of Tripoli. The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the air attack investigated. Libyan government officials blame the bloodshed on forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar, the general who led the so-called Libyan National Army, which has been fighting for control of Tripoli. The LNA denies involvement. Chief White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells VOA that the top U.S. and Chinese delegations will resume trade talks in earnest this coming week. With a temporary truce in the Washington-Beijing trade war, President Trump is holding off on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. But Kudlow reaffirmed that current U.S. tariffs will stay in place. China has accused Britain of flagrant interference over Hong Kong. This after London voiced support for anti-government protesters there. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports, there's continuing fallout from the most recent pro-democracy demonstrations in the territory.
Police announced the arrest of 12 people who tried to disrupt a ceremony on the 1st of July, marking the anniversary of Hong Kong's return from Britain to China in 1997. Pro-democracy protesters rushed police barricades around the time of a morning flag-raising ceremony. Police responded by using shields, batons, and pepper spray to drive them back. Another person was arrested for his alleged involvement in the storming of the legislature building that night. Protester Daisy Chan said the protesters have to keep up the fight against the Chinese government.
In China, you don't even have freedom of speech. You just speak one thing that they are wrong, you are going to put in jail.
I'm Karen Chamas.
We also hear from Hong Kong's Legislative Council President Andrew Leung on damages he says protesters caused and the council's meeting place.
The five safety, security and communication system have been damaged. Most of the meeting facilities cannot function properly. The security control room has been damaged.
I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits in